It came very quickly. There was no real heavy rain yesterday in this part of Dorset, but what they had earlier today during the course of the morning has just led to all sorts of problems around this part. The waters now have subsided very much in the gardens around the town centre. Let's bring in a few people who experienced what was happening earlier. Richard, Jody and Corbin. Richard, what was it like here today when the floodwaters were just rising and rising and rising?
Well, I came past here in the car early and I could hear it with the window open, so I pulled over and sure enough, it was like a freight train down through here. And the water's probably about 3 or 4 foot deep, and it came on pretty quickly. So, yeah, it was quite a shock to see, actually, yeah.
Jodie, what did you make of it?
Well, I could hear the rumbling, and it was quite scary. And we looked, and it was quite... The water was really high.
And, Corbin, can you believe how quickly this has all disappeared? Because it's raining again very heavily now, but there's hardly anything left.
Yeah, because it was, like, really deep and... Like, if you think about it, it was only about an hour ago, and how quick it managed to disappear.
Okay, well, thank you very much for talking to us. Okay. As I say, really, this was very intense flash flooding. Wessex Water, the water company down here, they are saying that their drains were operating and things were draining away, but it was simply the volume of water that was falling this afternoon that led to all the problems, and of course, falling late this morning. It is dispersing, going out to the sea. Of course, one of the benefits of being next to the sea is that the water has somewhere to drain away, but an awful lot of work. This park in front of us is now closed off to the public as people try to assess just what the implication of all that water damage may have been, and also, of course, in all the shops and stores in town, and also certainly one of the hospitals has had an awful lot of disruption because they've not been able to operate safely with so much rainwater getting into the building.